You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Sarah and Jordan Show.
Yeah.
We're in a fun new spot again today.
Yeah, brand new location, Red Deer, Alberta.
Yeah, we're in the hotel right now.
Yeah. We thought, like, why not bring our podcast on the road again?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, this is very relatable. I feel like if you're a wedding photographer, it's very summer, and like you're going to weddings, like we still have shit to do, but like we're recording on the road. Yep. We're at a hotel.
Yeah,
comfy clothes.
Totally. Yeah,
still working,
living the hotel life.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
our we rolled into the hotel with our wagon.
Oh my
full
god,
of gear.
We have like 10 bags.
Yeah, we're doing hybrid coverage this weekend, which if anyone doesn't know what that means, it's just like we're doing both photography and video. So we have a lot of gear.
Yeah, it's yeah. pretty crazy.
So we looked ridiculous coming into the hotel with all of our stuff. But, you know, it's better than having to carry all those bags.
Or like making 10 trips.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No, that's not fun.
I'm getting into the hotel and I'm not coming out of it.
Yeah, I'm just very glad this hotel had an elevator. Last time I brought this wagon, it was a hotel in Revelstoke and there was no elevator. So we had to carry this wagon up 3 flights of stairs.
That, like, his nightmare fuel.
Yeah. It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. We were like, oh, we have this ridiculous wagon. And
that's
yeah.
That's crazy. No, thank you.
Yeah. No, not so fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we doing today?
We are finishing our little Q&A.
This is a fun. I love this.
Yeah.
It's like fun to hear what you guys want to know.
Yeah, there's some funny questions. And like, they're obviously photography related, as if you listen to the first episode. But there's also some fun little personal ones. So
yeah, get to know yeah. us a little bit more.
Should
kind of know about what we...
Totally.
What we are and just like our opinions and stuff too,
yeah.
which is kind of fun.
Let's start with a cool. really juicy, wild question.
Okay. All right.
You ready for this?
No, but it's fine.
How old are you girls?
Oh my God. Why would you ask that?
Yeah. I think we should just keep it a mystery.
No, I'll tell them. It's fine.
How old are you, Jordan?
I am 27. I'm turning 28 this year, though.
You're 27?
Yeah.
Are you 26? You're 26.
No, I'm 27.
Jordan, I'm 25. You're older than me.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm 27.
I think you're 26.
Okay, maybe I'm 26.
I think you're... What year are you born?
97.
Yeah, you're 26.
Okay, I'm turning 27. I'm 26. Honestly, when you pass 25, no one freaking cares anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was my bad. I am 26, turning 27.
Why do I know this and you don't?
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Honestly, it's... I don't know what point of my life, like, happened, but, like, there was an age that I hit, and I'm like, I don't even know what yeah. age I am now. Like, I honestly don't know.
What's my age again?
You're 25.
I'm 25.
I'm 26.
You're 26.
Yeah.
That is so funny. You crack me up.
Well, I'm turning 27, so maybe yeah. that's why I'm getting confused, okay?
Well, you just gained a year of your life, so that's very
Honestly, I'm so young now. Wow. I actually, this whole year, I thought I was 27. So that actually is blowing my mind.
So funny. Well,
oh,
you're
my
a lot younger.
God.
Okay. How long do you see yourself doing this for?
As long as my back allows me to do it.
Yeah, that is so true.
Like, I would love to do this job until I physically can.
Yeah.
Because I really don't see myself not loving it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that unless I start taking care of my body a lot more than I am right now, I'm probably
yeah.
gonna start to get sore real fast, real soon.
And I remember in school, they were always like, make sure you're getting those massages every week. And it's like, oh, we should do that.
Yeah. I get a massage once a year. Do you know yeah. what happened to me once?
What?
You're going to laugh at this.
Oh no.
I went and got a massage because yeah. it was like middle of wedding season. And my back was really hurting.
Yeah.
From carrying the cameras, all the good stuff. And she's like, stopped and she's like, were you in a car accident? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay, well, it really feels like you were, and it's just from like all the having the cameras on my back on the strap and mm-hmm. like all the bending and all the like just literally mal.
Well, and the thing is, like, when you're shooting and you have like those long lenses and you're trying to like wait to get the shot, or you're put your body in weird positions
and then you hold tense. Yes.
I always get knots in my back, like in the middle of my back, like kind of in my ribs.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And they have to like dig them out.
I took my camera strap off the other day. And I had a hump beside the strap, like on my shoulder, a hump. Like, I don't know if it was fluid buildup or like what it was, but like it was literally a hump. Like, it went away, but that really worried me. I was like, oh my God, what is happening to me? But yeah. I think it's fine. But yeah, that was so as long as I literally physically can, I think I will do it.
I agree.
I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of it.
I think I see myself like when I have kids one day, maybe taking less weddings, but I don't know. I think at this point I still love them. So. As long as I still love doing it, too.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I think when you get older, too, it might not be as enjoyable.
I'm always going to love love, though. So I really don't. Love I don't know. Love. I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's so true.
Ask us in 5 years.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. We might be like, yeah, no more weddings.
Yeah.
Okay, what's a trend you hope to see in weddings this year?
This year?
Yeah.
What I hope to see. I think more like fun. Is that a trend?
More fun.
Is that a trend? Like, I don't know.
People enjoying themselves.
You know what? Yeah. I feel like it is a trend because I feel like that it's like a, I don't even want to say the word trend, but like it's becoming more like common for people to like.
Just enjoy their weddings.
Enjoy themselves, which leads to more fun.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone is like has been so stressed in like the industry and getting the perfect wedding and stuff like that I've noticed in the last few years or even just like the last year people are more focused on just like being themselves, which is more
fun. I love
fun.
That
I think that's what I want to see
if and anything. I think like the documentary style really contributes to that too, because I think what people really stress about is their photos on a wedding day. So I think when you're doing more of that documentary style, it just kind of lets things happen easier, and I don't know, I think people are putting less, actually no, that's not always the case, but like overall the last couple of years I think people are maybe putting less pressure on their weddings. So yeah, enjoy yourself. That's a good trend. I really like that.
Good. I hope you like that.
I think mine is kind of similar. Like, I just like how people are just kind of doing their own thing. And like, even with like bridal parties and stuff, like everything is kind of becoming more untraditional. So I don't know if that's a trend. Like, people are doing no bridal parties, and people are doing like guys and girls, or people are doing like wear whatever the heck you want, you know, like.
Yeah.
I really like that trend.
Yeah. Yeah. Just whatever you want.
How do you go about choosing a second shooter?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's probably similar for both of us.
Yeah.
For me, like if I try and pick somebody that I know.
Yeah.
Because then I know what, like, I'm like their personality. I know that like that they'll mesh with me and they'll mesh with my couples, and then like they'll do a good job. And if I usually know them, you know their experience level.
Yeah.
But there's always like the questions you ask and stuff. Yeah. Somebody that's comfortable with flash.
Yep.
Somebody that's comfortable with people, because you have to be a people person to do this job. I think it's really important.
So true. Because
there's a lot of times when you have second shooters, they go places you aren't.
Yep.
So somebody that can kind of hold their own when you're not there.
Totally.
Confident.
Yes. Confidence is a big one.
And somebody that is kind of like creative too, because when you have a second shooter, it's fun for them to like try funky things while you're both shooting at the same time for a lot of the day. So you want somebody that will like move around and try different things.
Yeah. And I think picking someone that not necessarily like has to be similar to you, but has similar values and similar, I don't know, levels of respect. And because your second shooter is representing your company, because whatever they do, like if they mess up or if they're unprofessional, it's still under your name. It's not under their name. So having people that, you know, that you're happy with how they'll reflect you, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, I think that's a really important one, because, it's under your business. So
that's 100% why I like to pick people I know.
Yes.
Because I know their values.
Totally.
It's hard. Like, you can interview somebody for like ever and like think you know, and then you never know. Right.
Like, I couldn't imagine, like, some people will do destination work and they just hire like a second shooter from that area.
Yeah.
And that just stresses me out. I've always brought people with me because I don't know. That'd be so risky. And also, you don't know what gear they're shooting on. Like, you have to trust their gear. You have to trust their
Actually, that's something really important. Technical. I always ask what they have for gear. I don't want to show up and them just like bring like a little camera you can buy at Walmart.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, you definitely want to make sure they have the gear that you shoot with, or like they are comfortable, or at least like will be renting something, or at least are comfortable using your gear, or for like whatever it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also think I have so many for this, but work ethic is a big thing too, because, you know, if someone isn't motivated or they're not really like that invested in it and they're not doing the work, like, you need to have people that are like, if you say, oh, can you grab this shot? They'll go and do it, you know, like,
yeah,
I think that's a big part of it too. So they actually have to have the interest in it and the desire to be there.
This is the thing. It's not just like a job. So it's not like you're just hiring somebody to come and do a job.
Yeah, totally.
It's somebody's wedding day.
Yeah.
So like the things that we're like asking our second shooters to do, it's not just because we need them done. Like it's a task. It's like we're doing it because we want our clients to have these photos because it's important. It's important, important memories. So I'm not just asking you to go do it because it's a task you need to check off the list. Like I'm asking you to do it because I want them to have that photo.
Yeah, totally.
And I can't do it right now. And I'm hiring you to help me.
And that's the job of a second shooter. Yeah. So there's so many things, but
I'll ask one. I have one.
Yeah.
What do you do to stay inspired?
Whew. This is a hot topic.
I know. There's lots of things I feel like we do, but maybe just one or two.
Being inspired. I think this is such a tough one for photographers, especially during busy season. You get so burnt out and you get so creatively stuck. But I think we always say this, and you know, we got to practice what we preach more, but you have to do those creative shoots and push yourself, whether it's different lenses, different like styles, different poses. Like there's so many things that you need to do. And I think styled shoots is like number one.
Yep. Yeah. Making like just if you have an idea and you're not getting it, just go do it.
Yeah. And try it. And like those styled shoots is where you do like the weird things that you don't usually do. And
I get inspired by like listening to music.
Yeah.
Like if I'm really feeling down on myself, I'll try and turn on music or like go out. And you know what? Like actually, this is like very stereotypical and I'm trying not to sound like a white girl when I say this, but like driving around on back roads, listening to music at sunset, it gets me in the creative mood.
Yeah.
Because like that's the part of the day that I feel the happiest.
Mm.
So if I have a night like that I'm not doing anything and I don't want to shoot or like whatever it is, like I'll just go drive around.
Oh, I love that.
Even to spots I already know of, just to see what they look like, listen to music, get myself in that headspace again.
Totally.
And like even like watching movies.
Yeah.
But I'm not just saying like watch like a funny like Will Ferrell movie. Watching movies. No, watching movies that are like cinematic and inspiring.
Yeah.
Because that gets you in the headspace to kind of work that way. Like if like even watching like Bridgerton, because the cinematography is really good in that movie. Kind of like can get your head rolling and like as photographers, I know you do it, but like I do it too now after going through school, especially I noticed it, but like I'll watch movies and I'll like be like, oh, that was such a cool shot.
Or even just like poses you can get from
even poses. And like you can see cool colors when you're watching movies and even just the way that they tell a story can like inspire you.
Because it's through a camera, like a different type of camera, but it's not like, I think the worst thing you can do for yourself when you're creatively stuck is to look through Instagram and look at other wedding photographers or look at other couples photographers, because you're comparing yourself to them and you're never going to recreate those things. So if you're looking at films, if you're looking at music, if you're looking at like even, I think if you were to look at different styles of photography, like look at you know, commercial photography. I always love to look at like Vanity Fair or Vogue, like different magazine companies like that.
Yeah.
I think it's better to take inspiration from those things than just other photographers.
Yeah.
Because then you're copy. Like, and everyone copies, that's trends, that's the world we're in. But I think if you can take it from other, that's when it's going to be unique and that's when it's going to stand out.
Yeah. When you can take the idea and just kind of make it your own.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a really good one.
Yeah.
What's your coffee order?
I'm going to sound like a white girl. Again.
Fine. It's fine.
Caramel macchiato.
Wow.
Wait, sorry. Grande caramel macchiato with oat milk and an extra shot of espresso.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What's yours?
I used to be a dirty chai gal.
Oh, yeah.
But now
I can guess probably.
I can't do as much caffeine, so I just do a chai tea latte made with oat milk.
I remember your era. And at home,
I'm just black
coffee. I was going to say, I remember your black coffee era.
I'm actually not like a big Starbucks girl. Every now and then I'll treat myself. But at home, I just do like drip coffee black.
Well, honestly, I like the little coffee shops more than Starbucks. Yeah. So if I can hit up a little coffee shop, I will every
time.
That's
your go-to?
Yeah. Oh, that's a cute question.
Yeah, that is a cute question.
Okay. I have another kind of fun one.
Yeah.
What song do you turn on while driving to a wedding to get you fired up?
I think this is so basic, but I love Taylor Swift.
No, but like, is there a specific song or just Taylor Swift in general?
Just Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Because I just like know all her songs and I can just like belt it out. And
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm so basic and boring, but
no, that's cute.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine is, but I think a lot of people know it, but maybe not. But it's called Rock This Party. You know what song I'm talking about?
Maybe.
To be going, and then I almost have like a little dance party in my truck. You just need to
get hyped up. See, I just get into like the chill mode.
See, I just need to vibe.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you know what? Everyone
has a different thing.
I read this thing once and it said that dancing and like singing extracts your like creative juices, like your creative energy, sorry. Yeah. So I always try, like it doesn't matter what I'm listening to. Yeah. It's not always like that song.
Yeah.
But I always try to make sure like I like force myself to sing and to almost sing. Like booby a little bit.
See, that's why I listen to Taylor Swift because I can sing all her songs.
Yeah. So really, but yeah, it like opens up like the creativity, like energy flow of your like body, and that's why I like try to like bop to something on the way. I want to be, because like I know a lot of people listen to like podcasts while they're going to weddings and stuff,
true,
which also can get you in the zone, I feel like, but like music I think just like opens you up to like
I really like that.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on kids at weddings? That's a hot question.
Yeah, me and you both have different opinions on this. I think
it depends on the vibe.
Yes.
What's your opinion though? I want to hear yours first.
If I had to choose, and like I'm not hating anybody when I say this, but I would say I would like no kids.
No kids.
No, because I think this again, like it is a hot topic because there is some, it's like some weddings I go to and the kids are great.
Yeah.
But I think it really does depend on like the vibe, like you said, the kids, the vibe and how they're acting. But I think the worst thing is like I'll go to weddings and there's just kids literally ransacking the place, throwing stuff everywhere, making a mess, like just not being respectful kids, which I know that they're kids and you cannot control kids, but I think like there is a time and a place.
See, and I love kids at weddings.
Yeah,
I know. But I also think like I've done weddings where there haven't been kids. Like I had a wedding that she was a teacher.
Yeah.
And she still chose, so you think like, oh, she'd want all the kids at her wedding, but she chose to not. But I think, like, even from the parents' perspective, like, if you decide, okay, no kids at the wedding, it's kind of nice for the parents to just, like, enjoy the wedding.
They have a date night.
Because if not, like, you're probably not really, you know, well, you're enjoying it, but, like, you're looking after the kids or, you know.
Like, it almost gives people an excuse to have a little bit of a date night.
Yeah, totally.
But I just can't wrap my head around the fact that, like,
it's more for the adults,
like,
joy.
And I do understand if you have kids and you're getting married, like I'm not saying don't bring your kids because they should be there. I think like that's very important. That's your life and that's your family.
Yeah.
I love kids, but like I can't relate.
Yeah. See, no, that's totally fair. And that's why I think I don't care either way. Like I think,
but I still love that as much as like you said it. But I just think it's like
personally, you think you would do no kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was me, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly, either way, I think it works. Okay, this is a really good one. What's the most difficult thing that's happened at a wedding and how did you overcome it? Jordan?
I have to go first.
Yes.
Most difficult thing and how did we overcome it?
Oh, like something wild. Like what's gone down?
Well, I've been to a wedding in the mountains where the officiant almost didn't show up.
Oh, no. What do you do in that case?
They did show up eventually. We finally got a hold of them. They thought they had the wrong date marked down.
Oh no.
So they like showed up. It was fine.
Has anything happened to you?
To me? Honestly, like I've dropped a camera, but it didn't break.
Yeah.
I just picked it up and overcame it that way.
I think I have a couple.
I honestly like I don't know. Nothing too wild like knock on wood. I like don't even want to jinx myself. Literally. But like nothing crazy. Like I'm sure if I thought about it some more, but I don't know.
I think my main one was like my camera overheated during a wedding, but I had a second camera.
Yeah.
And I just like let it cool off. And then I also we had a wedding where we were trying to do portraits outside and it was literally like -50. So we had to go inside their house and the light was gorgeous and the photos turned out beautiful. So that, and then I think like my last wedding last weekend we got caught in a hailstorm and had to run quite a far distance in the hail. And like, I thought my cameras, the one did get hit pretty bad, but like I was kind of covering them and we just got soaked and, just changed and you keep going. But yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Like wardrobe malfunctions. I've had brides' dresses rip. Nothing too nuts,
I did do a wedding And the officiant, she was there, but she brought the wrong people's vows.
Oh, no.
And the groom had his vows, but the bride didn't bring hers because she had given them to the officiant, so she didn't have to bring hers. So she didn't get to say her personal vows.
Oh, shoot.
And she was very, like, heartbroken.
That's sad.
But she overcame it. Like, I guess it didn't happen to me, but it over, like, she was upset about it, obviously, but there's really, in that situation, nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I'm like, well, if we want, we can go back to the house, get the vows, and you and him can have a special moment, like, in the forest during portraits to, like, read your vows together because you didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
Because really, like, the person that you want them to hear is your husband.
Yeah, totally.
Right? But she ended up bringing them to the dinner and she said them and still got to say her vows.
Yeah.
So I think, how I overcame it, I guess, just like going with the day and the flow.
Yeah,
like there's really, I think when things happen, there's really nothing you can do but just like pivot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so many weddings, it's like, I think weather is the biggest one. And then.
Yeah. And I would say the only other thing I can think of, I guess, is like a rain, but like you just wait till the rain stops or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like nothing wild. What about, what is your favorite post-wedding snack?
Post-wedding snack.
Yeah.
Glass of wine.
Cheers to that.
Yeah, literally. I don't know. I honestly don't really. I think I'm still so full from supper because when we eat, we just load up and I am ready to go to bed. Have a shower, glass of wine, bedtime.
Mine's like a good old bag of Cheetos.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is about the crunch of a Cheeto.
Maybe some corn nuts.
Oh, I love corn nuts.
I love corn nuts. That's my favorite gas station snack.
Yeah.
Corn nuts.
But Cheetos for sure. Or like ice cream.
Because
I'll lay in bed and eat ice cream after a wedding day and just like sit there and be like, ugh, yeah.
Your body, you finally lay down and
you're like, yeah.
Elopements or nah?
Yes, elopements.
Yes. Yay. Yes. Yay.
Yay, elopements.
Okay, this is a cute one. Define yourself in three words.
Aww.
That's so cute.
You're making me go first again.
Or should we define each other in three words?
Oh, that's like.
Let's do each other, then ourselves. Okay. Okay, do me.
Okay, you're putting me on the spot.
I know.
Okay. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I am.
I'm scared now.
I almost. Okay, bougie.
Okay. Okay.
But in a cute bougie
way.
Yeah,
okay. That's so funny.
Down to earth.
How do you do bougie and down to earth?
It's a thing. No, it's a thing.
Okay, that's cute though. That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fun.
Aw.
Sorry, it's not very. I would have better
bougie,
words.
Bougie, down to earth, and fun.
I would have better words if I could prepare for this.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
I'm so sorry.
Number one, I would say.
Great. I'm excited for this.
I don't know. I have two that are kind of the same. Outgoing/personable. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. What can I say?
I would say, I'll just say crazy.
Yeah. I'm crazy.
Wild?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Entertaining.
Thank you.
No, wait. That's not really
no,
good one.
I like it. Entertaining? I like it. I honestly take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Hardworking?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
I should say that for you.
Hardworking?
Yeah. We're both very hardworking.
Okay, what would you say about yourself?
Okay. I would say hardworking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, free.
Oh, like, that's a cute one. Wild and free.
Yeah.
Wild and free.
Hardworking, free, and bubbly.
Bubbly?
I love the word bubbly. Yeah.
That's a good one. I like it.
Or fly.
Show me how'd you get so fly.
Okay, now you gotta do it for yourself.
I would say personable.
Yeah. I feel like that's both of us.
Because I feel like I can talk to anyone.
Yeah, me. Like, it's a very, honestly.
Because not
I
everyone.
Love,
yeah.
I love that skill that we both have that. Because
and I wasn't always. I was the shyest kid on the planet.
Yeah.
I would say hardworking.
Yeah. 100%.
And easygoing.
Yeah. We're just cool gals. We're just vibing.
Cool
we're
cats.
Just cool cats. I'm a cool cat too. That's one of my
words.
Yeah,
cool cat. you have
How do you come up with new and unique photo ideas?
This kind of goes along with staying inspired.
Yeah,
I think just like
kind of does.
Yeah.
It's pretty similar.
Movies, magazines, I really like, I don't know if they're called like commercial photographers or like editorial. Like, you look at anything but wedding photography.
Yeah.
Take inspiration from, like, because if you look at other photographers, yeah, you just really get into a wormhole.
That's actually great advice.
Yeah.
Because
that pushes you.
Yeah. I've been taking inspiration from Pinterest.
Yeah. Pinterest is good.
And not like copying, but like when, like, I know we've talked about this in like other episodes, but going to Pinterest and like scrolling like Instagram, but not being on Instagram. So you're not looking at people's work. You're just looking at work in general. Cause Pinterest shows you photos before they show you who posted. And I feel like on Instagram, you're looking at who posted it and then their photos.
Yeah, totally.
So I feel like on Pinterest, you're more looking like scrolling and like looking at what you're interested in.
Yeah. I'm still a Pinterest girl.
Yeah. And I feel like scrolling through Pinterest, just like instead of comparing myself to the Pinterest, it makes me more inspired.
Yeah, that's totally. That like, yeah, I like that.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
And Pinterest does have different things. Like I think on Instagram, you kind of just like Instagram figures out what you like and they just curate it all the same. Yeah. But with that, it's definitely different. Yeah. Yeah.
And then also too, like coming up with new and unique ideas. Like I feel like sometimes I'll go through like my old work and I'll be like, okay, I loved this. Why did I love it? And then I'm like, I think to myself almost in my head, I'm like, okay, what could I do to make this better or do a shoot like this that I love even more?
Totally.
Okay, I almost like compare my old work.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
See, and I should try that.
You should go through it. Yeah.
Sometimes I just cringe because when I go through my old work.
You can like critique your own work. That's very productive.
Yeah.
Like it is.
Yeah. Like we used to do in school. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a good one. What celebrity wedding would you have loved to have shot?
Kourtney Kardashian. Because she's the one that got married to Travis.
Yeah.
And I say this because did her wedding pictures.
They were bad.
They were horrible.
Really?
Did you ever look at them?
I remember seeing like some.
Yeah. And like, I don't know if anyone has seen her wedding photos, but there was such a big scandal about it because like some of them aren't even like they're like off on a weird angle. Oh. They're blurry. They're like weird. And it went like it started this big conversation about how like celebrities sometimes have the weirdest wedding photos because like it seems like their photographers just like don't like know what they're doing or it's just honestly like go look at them because they're so strange.
Or maybe they're trying to be cool and different and it just kind of flops.
Yeah, I don't know. She needed better wedding photos. Mm. Like it broke my heart.
Yeah,
but I just want to help her out.
Yeah, that's so weird.
that's who I would help. Who I would want.
Okay, I want to say Alex Cooper, but I think that's just because I loved her wedding photos.
Mm,
But
like whose vibe do you love as like a celebrity? I know exactly who I would pick for you.
Who?
Sarah's Day.
Yes.
She's not a celebrity, but she's a big on YouTube.
And
right?
I liked her wedding.
Honestly, you're just so obsessed with her that you would freak out.
I would have loved that.
Yeah.
And I liked their vibe and their wedding was like very different. No, I think her I don't even know like who's been married recently.
You know what, I'm not like
Sophia Richie. I would their have loved to shoot her wedding.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of somebody like I love the like flowy hippie like earthy weddings.
Yeah,
and I'm just trying to think and a lot of celebrities don't like go for that, right?
Yeah, so. If you follow like Bachelor World, one of the Hannah and Dylan, they got married in Italy. And their wedding was very like elegant and timeless.
Sounds
and
so nice.
Honestly, because of the location.
Yeah.
Location, that would have been
location,
one of mine.
Location. What's your okay, on this topic.
Dream location to shoot a wedding. That's on our list.
Oh my
too.
God.
Dream location, Italy. At what's it called? What's that area on the water?
Amalfi Coast?
No.
Yeah, isn't that the Amalfi Coast?
There's a different place I'm thinking of. I forget. Italy, though, on the water, like, winery, like, mansion.
Mine
vibe.
Is Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I would die if I went to one of those waterfalls. Like, and I think I would literally.
Colors there?
I would take all the wedding pictures, and then I would go home and pass away.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be done.
That'd be so cool.
I could literally retire after that, I think.
I could see you doing Ireland, too. Ireland would be so sweet.
Yeah, honestly, like, I just love the greens. I'm such a, I'm such a fan of, like, anywhere that has, like, lush greens.
Yeah. And so, see, I'm more like, I say Italy because of the history and the buildings and the architecture and the textures of buildings. Yeah. Like, to me, that's what I love. I love to shoot in architecture.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
That's my number one. I've always loved that. So I think that's why. But it's so funny. We have such different.
I just like.
Yeah.
It is funny, but it's good. Like, it's good that we're different. I feel like it'd be bland if we were the same.
No, I think that's cute. It'll happen one day. We'll manifest it.
We're putting it into the air right now. Yeah. So maybe it'll happen next year for us.
Okay. What advice do you have for aspiring photographers?
Didn't we ask this in the last one?
Oh, I think we did. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. Next.
Go listen to the other one.
Least favorite and favorite wedding trend. We did favorite wedding trend, so we'll do least favorite wedding trend.
Least favorite wedding trend. The shoe game.
Ugh, that trend has
I'm sorry. Like, yeah. It is fun, and I get that. The thing is, it's probably...
It's cute because I like the answers to the questions.
It's probably very fun for your family and yes, for everybody in your family. It. Because, like, they want to know those questions. Yeah. But I feel like it's just because I see it every time.
I know.
That's the only reason I don't like it. And I'm not saying it's not cute because it definitely is.
It definitely is. So, but like, we just see it so much. It's like, oh, the shoe game. Like,
here again, we go. Yeah. Here we go again.
Okay, this is a hot take, but everyone's been doing, for the last couple of years, the dips walking out of the aisle. Yes. Like, oh, if like, there's any way of switching that up, I would love to see it. And, like, I think it's cute because it does make a really good shot, but I think there's so many other things you could do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think...
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like, let's spice it up.
Spice it up.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's my least favorite. I would say my least favorite... Grand entrances too.
Yeah, you know what? Those are almost like strange.
Yeah. And I feel like everyone looks so uncomfortable.
You know what I've seen that I really love?
What?
So I've seen somebody, I don't even know where I saw this, but it was to like a Mamma Mia song. So everybody came in and instead of announcing like, here's the best man in the brand of honor.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Instead of doing that, the bridal party just comes in as a group, kind of like still kind of in a line, but as a group. They say, here's the bridal party. They come in.
Yeah.
They stand on the dance floor and they still have the song going and they're partying on the dance floor. And then they say, as everybody's up and excited for the bridal party.
Yeah.
And now introducing, and it's the married couple and they come in, their bridal party's still on the dance floor. They come in, everyone's cheering for them. The bridal party's cheering for them because they're still on the dance floor. Yeah. And then they all go sit down together.
Oh, cute. I like
that. Instead of making it like a single, like, best man and maid of honor. This is Joe and Reagan. Like, this is, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, I feel like, why are we making such a big scene? And it's always like someone walks too fast, someone walks too slow, and they're all like crunched up together in like the entryway. I don't know.
It's just such a funny thing that is like a thing. It's one of those wedding traditions. It's not even really a tradition. This is like a newer thing that people do, but I would say it's definitely a trend. But I know.
Spice that
any
up
way of
bit.
Like changing it up a bit. I like what else is trending that's like, I don't know.
Just those, I think.
Definitely.
That's what I think of off the top of my head.
Who's your favorite sibling? This is such a funny question because we both have one sibling.
So I wonder who asked this.
Yeah, I wonder. One of the two. Okay.
It's obviously Allie.
And obviously Isaac.
Love you all.
Yeah.
XOXO. I also love you, Isaac.
Yeah. Jordan really loves Isaac.
We're pals. Yeah.
Do you have any more questions?
I
have one more.
I don't have any more.
Then we can
wrap
it up. Your favorite venue that you have ever shot at?
Okay. Cool.
Cool. Yeah.
The favorite, I feel like it's Jasper Park Lodge.
Oh yeah.
And I always love
Jasper. How could that, if you've shot there, how could that not be your favorite?
Yeah, like I just, it's honestly, it's just, it's such a cute little spot.
Yeah.
And the people are there are so nice. Yeah. And it's just honestly like just romantic.
Yeah.
Like, because you've been there. Magical. Yeah, you went there for the first time this year.
Yeah. It's so cool.
It's just very romantic and like you get there and you just feel inspired because it's an old building and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just,
and there's such a cool vibe to it.
Everybody that's there is excited to be there. And I feel like the energy of everybody being there and like how like the tourists are and stuff, like it just, I don't know. It just makes it
it's
really
nice.
It really special.
Yeah. And there's so many, the architecture there is really cool too.
Yeah.
I think my favorite actually is a venue in Tofield, Alberta. It's like half an hour from Edmonton. But it's called Obsidian Ridge.
Yeah, I love that wedding that you did there. Yeah.
It's just very like they have made it their own and it's so different and they just have like they've made really cool things and
I don't know. Is very unique.
It's so unique.
Because I don't know if I ever know like I've known one that's like that.
No, it's not. Like
it's
there's
just
no
so different.
Yeah, like you go through this cool tunnel into the ceremony area and like they've they keep like adding on to it too. Mm-hmm. Like they keep doing different things. So yeah. It's just getting cooler and cooler and cooler.
There's actually another cool one I've shot at. It's like near Nisku in a like which is near Edmonton.
Yeah.
But it's called the Red Tin Barn.
Oh.
And it's like their home. So they have their home like tucked away in the woods or whatever. But they have the whole huge barn, the whole acreage for you. And it's beautiful in the fall, beautiful in the summer, beautiful in the winter. Yeah. There's so much room there. And like the people that run it are so nice.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beautiful for photos. Yeah. Like there's so many photo opportunities there. Yeah. Like it just makes my heart happy.
No, I love when people have like unique venues.
Anywhere with a barn and I'll be stoked. Yeah. I love the barns. I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm just such a fan. Yeah.
There's one I did in Kelowna too, and the venue doesn't actually exist anymore, but they called it My Garden Wedding because it actually was like a you pick flower place.
That's so pretty.
But it looked over Kalamalka Lake, if you know what that is. Yeah. It's like a lake in Kelowna and it's the coolest color.
Yeah.
But the highway was actually between the venue and the lake. But the way that they built it up, you couldn't see the highway.
Beautiful.
So it's like they're standing up at the front and then it's just the blue lake behind. Ugh. It was stunning. But they sold the land and the venue's done, which is so sad. But yeah, someone's probably going to put a house there. But it was such a cool venue. I'm glad I got to shoot there last summer. The last summer it was there. Yeah. So that's my favorite.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for submitting questions.
Maybe we should do this again. Listening. This is fun. We'll keep asking you guys questions. We'll try and spice it up. We'll make you ask questions about like something specific next time.
Yeah, maybe. Totally. We could do like a topic and like ask questions on that topic or something. But yeah, we are very excited for our weekend. We decided we're going to kind of vlog it. Not really, but just like
make a reel. Yeah, I'm gonna make a little reel for us.
Yeah, it's gonna be busy, so we will try our best, but it's very unique doing a double header. It's different than anything else. So
it honestly is. It takes a special kind of person to do it too.
Definitely. And that's
not trying to brag, but totally. No, we're all stars.
Yeah,
we're not gonna feel like that after the weekend. We're gonna feel drained.
We're gonna try and so the next episode we film will be when we're back at my house after these two weddings and we're gonna be exhausted and we'll kind of recap the weekend of what it looked like and what double headers I guess are all about and hybrid coverage maybe. I don't know.
That would actually be good. Yeah. I feel like if people are interested in that, totally. We should do that.
Because a lot of people have questions about hybrid coverage too. So
yeah
it's a fun thing. Anyways.
Yeah.
We got to go to bed. So
good night.
Good night. And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.